a 19-0 run through the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. What led to that big spurt?
I didn't realize it was a 19-0 run. That's good. That's big. And I think our kids just were having fun getting out in the open court and pushing it. And that's something we've, you know, kind of grown accustomed to here lately. And they just, you know, we're getting bigs, grabbing it, pushing it, and making some positive things happen. As well, I'll let them do it as long as they don't turn the doggone thing over.
Eric Reed had a tough night. He had three threes at the end, but he looked like he was pushing it a little bit too much. I know it's a big game and everything, but what does it say about your team to be able to pick up for Eric Reed in that circumstance?
Well, that's kind of been the MO of this team over the last month, that there's always someone out there to step up. And, you know, Eric has shot the ball just incredible in games. Yesterday in practice, I think through our competitive stuff, he strung at least five, maybe six together. And I know he was feeling it, and he was wanting to get off on that roll. And I think he was just a little bit amped up early on, and, you know, he shot him a little long. But, you know, we definitely wanted to work inside out and had that discussion. And I was glad to see him to hit a couple. I mean, to finish 3-for-7 from the arc is, you know, that's still a pretty good percentage. You look down the line there, his 6 assists to 0 turnovers is I'm as happy as that as him knocking down 3-3.
Once again, the – ability for your team to reap, what is allowing for that success?
Well, I just think our kids are understanding the importance of it and what it can do for the team collectively. And we do daily, we do some stuff up and down. And, you know, if you fail to box out, it's a tally mark, and two of those get a point for the other team. So I just think it's a mindset as much as anything, and they're buying into what we're preaching.